question.
What is that?
Once I heard that Jesus was not, is not bird is in the Rado, yeah. Bird in Israel. He is bird in India. How do you know about that? Is that true?
Baba told us that he is not buried as people think in Jerusalem, but he is buried here, he said, while he was in Kashmir.
In Kashmir, yeah. I knew.
Yeah, but here means not where he stood, but he showed the valley there. People in the world think that he is buried there, but little do they realize that he is buried here, showing the valley.
And I also heard that he didn't die at the age of 33. Died when he was
more advanced. Yeah. Yeah.
But then he did die on the cross.
No.
Well, I think no. Is that
the Christ story? That is the Christ story. Yes. Ask Saint Mark. Because he wrote the gospel.
It's the story of him, but it's not true.
But he didn't die on the cross?
Who?
Jesus?
Of course he died on the cross.
Well, it's in those old diaries that he didn't.
The thing is that, but the thing is, that's how we have been taught. I was taught. I was in Roman Catholic school. I went through all the scriptures. So I studied them, and he died on the cross. But then recently, the research scholars, you see, who want to go into it, like you people, want to know every bit of it. Yeah. So they have come to that conclusion now, and having checked the records in the Vatican libraries and all that sort of thing, they had some access to it and all that. And they have come to the conclusion that he did not die on the cross. And it is said so, Mark, from if you have read that book, there is an amendment in the papal bull that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. Where it was mentioned that he died on the cross is scratched out, and an amended thing, he shed his blood on the cross. Hmm. Now, recently when Curtis came, you know Curtis Roosevelt, the grandson of your President Roosevelt, he was here.
Oh yeah.
You were there at the time when he was here. What? That the oldish man. Person, the tall.
Gray hair. I can't remember.
He was here only for 3 days.
I'm very bad with names.
Curtis was here. Mm-hmm. So last day before leaving, he was leaving, the taxi is waiting there, and he comes and sees me. And he tells me this story, which is really, well, those who have gone through, Mark, listen to this.
Yeah.
It might be of some help to you. Did he tell you anything? Did you meet Curtis?
I didn't meet him, no.
Oh. So, well, he was in his good mood, and of course, this is his third visit and all that. So, he says, he comes to me and says, now I'm about to leave, let us sit down, and I would like to know something and all that. So, that, of course, we discussed. He had some questions about Upasthi Maharaj and Sai Baba, about the five perfect masters, what need is there, and this and that all. And then I said, now, then in that process, then he, somehow or other, it seems that he came across the photo of Baba. You know, there's a picture of Baba that is there, about Baba, you know, in a flash, the Baba is not there, there's a light there, and Baba's body is not there. So he says, Erish, you know, that reminded me of something. I said, what reminded you of something? Then he tells me about having seen the photo. I said, who showed you? Because we always don't like this thing to be exposed like that, you see. For years together, we kept quiet about it. I said, no, I went through the albums over there and came across the photo. But that reminds me of something that recently, that I came across. So he says to me that, you know, that there has been the excavation being done in the while they were constructing the Aswan Dam. So the archaeologists were there and many others, and all those who were in the field were there and all that. So they came across certain urns, you see, and one of the urns they came across the old scripts, old writings. And there were many types of old writings that were found there, you see, buried under there. So one of the urns contained a very important thing. And why I say, because I don't know the language, but one of my closest friends, the friend is a lady friend. And she is, you may call it, has mastered the ancient language of the time of Jesus and others. So she's a master in that, a theologian, a Christian and all that. And to her surprise, she has taken only a few pages of that and she was studying it. And while studying, she was stunned to read this. And she reported this to me because she's my fast friend. And what did she report? A very humorous thing. In that is reported that how Jesus is so humorous and he would dance and he loved humor, he loved what you call happy atmosphere around him, like Baba, in short like Baba, a simple thing. So he would play and he would love seeing people dance and all that, and he would also join in dancing and all that. So to us it's no news, Curtis, because we have seen our own Lord here now in the form of Meher Baba. He says, no, but I'm not going to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you something else. I said, what is it? So he said, in that she comes across another passage, another light, a little chapter there. And the summary of that is, he says, that there is the crucifixion of Jesus. It's mentioned there, it's written, that Jesus is being crucified and all that. And Jesus is crucified there. And the close ones are there, mother is there, and others are there, and all that, Peter and all are there. And there is one other disciple there. He doesn't remember the name. So he is aghast. He never expected that his Lord, who is so mighty and all that, would be put on the cross like that. So he is stunned, he is dazed, and he is looking there. He is lost to the world, and he does not know what's happening. And time and again he is being disturbed by somebody nudging him all the time, being like that, you see. Somebody was standing by his side and he is lost. So many times it happened, so he just does like that. But many times when it happened, he turned with a little bit of disturbance, you see. Why? What are you disturbing? And to his amazement, he says, Jesus is standing here by his side. And he says, come on, let's go away from here. Let's go away from here. Come on. And they turn and then they go. So was Jesus crucified or was Jesus not crucified? So it's mentioned that Jesus was crucified and simultaneously Jesus was not crucified. It's in the ancient writing here. Have you heard this?
I've heard it. I think that was in the Dead Sea scroll, not comedy. Yeah, they found these scriptures and.
No, but this particular chapter.
The one that I read something similar to that. It may have been the same thing. As I recall, it was John, and the way I remember it is John was on a hill and he was pondering Christ was dying on the cross.
Yeah.
And then then Christ appeared in front of him. The whole plan of creation was unfolded in front of me, where Jesus showed how everything had been leading up to this and where it was going.
Same thing like Krishna's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So such are the things. What can you make out of it?
Well, we're on the subject. I was in Myrtle Beach about 10 years
ago. He said he promised me that he'll send those pages, Xerox copies of it. I said, all right, ask her permission, whatever it is.
It's almost the same. After Baba passed away, he appeared so many places.
Yeah.
Karachi. And a lot of other places.
Erich? I was in Myrtle Beach about 10 years ago, and I forgot who it was, but someone told me that I don't know, in the Catholic Church or in the Roman Catholic tradition, there's five secrets that Christ left in these sealed envelopes or something to that effect, and that at such and such a date they were to be open and
that is Fatima
something. So he told me that one of the things was many things, including the world wars and all sorts of stuff. And that the last one...
That's it, so yeah.
And the last one was that he told me that he knew somebody who knew from a very good source or something like that, that the last one was open, and the last one said that Christ would be returning in the, you know, the year 1894, and he was to be born that year again.
That's what we heard too.
Yeah, and that was, but that they kept that real quiet or something. I just don't.
Yeah.
You heard that also?
What
did
they say?
Huh?
What's the name? She called you Jesus.
What?
Jesus. Okay, call him. Yeah, that's fine.
What's the name there?
Which date was that?
1894.
Same date that Baba.
Same year that Baba
was. Jesus was coming that
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
And what happened with Muhammad? Wasn't Muhammad?
Of course, born 1400 years. Now 1400 years.
Jesus was Muhammad and Baba,
no? Yeah, yeah.
So he kept Muhammad?
Yeah.
Jesus wrote skipping Muhammad?
Muhammad was there also, but we skip all this Muhammad business and all that, but we forget that. Just as you now speak out Jesus, you see, instead of remembering Muhammad.